which is even more bizarre, because when I actually recommended that we have a Zoom meeting months ago, or bi-locate it in person and on Zoom, that idea was shot down by this council. But now you've pivoted and you've made it a Zoom accessible meeting, but the public can't participate. So we have one member of the public here today. Would you like to get up and speak? No, okay. Thank you for being here though. So with that said, there are no residents here. Nice job, council. You're certainly extinguishing democracy in Angle of Cliffs every year for the last 5 or 6 years. So with that, I have a motion to close the public portion.
That's exactly how long you've been mayor.
If you had a democracy, can I have a motion to close the public portion?
Not for 5-6 years, we haven't had a democracy.
I made a motion to close the public section.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Public is closed. The public has had their voices taken away by this council tonight. I directly respect that. Okay, let's go to the resolutions. Suppose you guys want to do these on a consent, since my agenda says consent resolution 2021. So we'll do these all together. Let's do these separately. 245, flagging worn camera again. Can I have a motion for that?
So move.
A second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Farrell?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Gloria?
Yes. Councilman Luciano will be here in about 5 minutes.
Mr. Luciano, Secretary Mr. DiGregorio, informed us that Mr. Luciano will be here in 5 minutes. It must be difficult getting here from wherever. Okay.
I'm not sure you're being accurate.
246.
You're not being accurate.
Law enforcement agency, LEA.
I do believe he is not my secretary, but he is my colleague on council.
I make a motion.
Second.
Have a roll call, please.
Councilperson Trubis?
Yes.
Farrell?
Yes.
Mark?
This is 246, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilman Gregorio?
Yes.
Councilman Giano?
247, this is a budget transfer. I double-checked with the CFO, the financial officer of the town, to make sure that it was permitted. She confirmed that it was. Can I have a motion, please?
So move.
Second.
A roll call.
Austin President Petrubis?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Excuse me, we need to have discussion. And
would
we've
you like a discussion?
And we've ignored that.
What would you like to discuss? We're on number 247.
I realize that.
Would you like to discuss?
We're in the middle of the vote.
Are we having discussion? Do any council members have any comments regarding 247, the budget transfer?
There are none.
The budget transfer has been made necessary because of the spending on litigation. And the litigation is unnecessary and is possibly, very possibly, illegal. This mayor is driving us into the ground. Your taxes are going to go high up. We're going to pay millions of dollars for litigation that is fruitless. I vote no on this litigation. And is there anyone else that wishes to comment regarding this litigation?
We're not voting on litigation. We're voting on a resolution. It's number 247, a budget transfer.
The budget transfer is one of the purposes is to pay for fruitless litigation. It's misspending the public's money. It's possibly spending the public's money illegally, and it should not be voted on in an affirmative way. It's discussion time. It's discussion.
What would you like to talk
It's discussion.
Because I have a lot to say.
Mario Kranjak.
Mario Kranjak did a great job.
Mario Kranjak has commissioned Mario Kranjak tried to hire a law firm that was in New York City that tried to get Pro Hoc Vice in New Jersey.
With all due respect, David, this has nothing to do with this resolution. Can we please just move on? Everyone is very, very busy. I really need to get back to work as well.
Excuse me, Councilman Kutrubis. I have a right to speak.
But this has nothing to do with that.
So
has nothing to do with that.
I love the way the mayor is very respectful of all the councilmen and all the people in Englewood Cliffs.
Stop yelling.
He is making us pay for his handpicked law firm that will inevitably lose and inevitably possibly put council people and himself in jeopardy. I vote no on the transfer.
Next.
Councilman Gregoria?
No. I can vote for myself, Mayor Kranjak. I can vote for myself. I have a voice. I don't need your voice. Right. Thank
you. She didn't hear you though.
Can we please continue? Thank you.
Okay. So for the public who's listening, I don't make any decisions. The council makes all the decisions. Everything's been voted on. Okay. So whatever Mr. DiGregorio is scribbling towards you, it's just false. I am what you call a weak mayor. It's the council that makes the decision, Mr. DiGregorio. And if you learn how to work with your fellow councilmen, maybe you can be part of the good votes. Okay, thank you. The next is 248. This is a resolution for GMA proposal for borough administrator search.
Mayor Kranjak professes to be a weak mayor.
He is certainly not.
He intimidates.
You're interrupting the vote.
Mayor Kranjak intimidates borough employees. He intimidates council people. He intimidates residents.
Really? I don't think so. But go ahead. Is there a motion?
There is a paper trail for everything that you've done.
Is there a second for this?
Second.
Have a roll call, please.
Austin Farrow?
Abstain.
Idiot, abstain. Wow.
Gotta meet the public. The public should not be speaking and
it seems like Mayor Kranjak didn't get to the councilman to tell him how to vote. That's why there was an abstention.
Did you not hear how he voted?
Can we please continue with the roll call? Thank you.
You didn't have a chance to tell him how to vote. I'm sorry about that. Yep.
Ms. Borchers, please continue. Councilman Park, your turn to vote.
Yes.
Councilman DiGregorio?
Yes.
Councilman Luciano? Council President Kutrubis?
Yes.
Yeah, it's interesting also, I should note that a member of the public just informed me that my microphone is much lower than Mr. DiGregorio. Mr. DiGregorio is actually out this room in such a haphazard fashion by design. So let me fix that.
Mayor, your microphone might be lower, but I believe everyone can hear you loud and clear.
But it's very low.
It is lower, yes, but I believe people can hear.
Excuse me, point of order. We must make a note that Councilman Luciano has just arrived. Could you do that, please?
Well, how nice of you to join us. It's 7:45. Thank you. The meeting started at 7:30.
Mr. Mayor, there could be circumstances that you are unaware of. So please do not prejudge.
I don't care about your character.
Gentlemen, can we please move on? Thank you.
49, Fletcher Kramer bid for emergency sewer services. Have a motion, please.
Can you tell me where the
I'll second the motion.
Have a roll call, please.
Discussion, please.
Instructive
okay, so apparently we need to have discussion.
Yeah.
In any democracy, you would have discussion.
Just for the record, so like the mayor so clearly, eloquently had spoken at 7:45. And this is the first time seeing this resolution.
I'm not in charge of resolutions.
Okay, so I make a motion to table.
No, they were actually emailed.
I make
you,
a motion to table.
Actually, they were emailed to you hours
I
ago.
I make it hours ago.
Were you too busy?
What happened to,
were you too busy to
what
do
happened
your work?
To having everything done the Friday before the meeting? That was your rule.
Are you directing
that? Was
them?
Your rule, and that's what you promised the public,
really?
That we would have all the resolutions on the agenda by the Friday before
I'm
the meeting.
I'm not the clerk.
But it's your meeting.
I'm not the clerk.
But it's your meeting.
I chair the meeting.
Then why don't you table? Right.
So
why don't you table the motion?
Well, make the motion to table.
I did.
Okay, there's a motion.
We already have a motion for the roll call, gentlemen. There's a motion
second.
And a second. We're in discussion.
That's okay. So there's a motion to table. Let's hear the motion to table. So
Councilman Katrubis.
Councilman
Katrubis, you don't have a problem with not having the resolution.
There's a motion and a second.
An hour or two before the meeting.
There's a motion and a second.
Did you know about this before? Were you
What's
aware
the
of
resolution number?
So are you. The one thing we can't do is make you read what we said.
That's you know, that's such a good.
Luciano,
you should continue to say that. You should continue
we
to say that.
We can't do one thing.
We
can't
can,
make
you know,
we
don't
read,
even need
we
to
hear
this. We can just play a recording of you. Because that's all you are, an empty
okay.
suit.
So we have
Tim, does that not
that? In fairness to Mr. Councilman Luciano,
I'd like to know from Councilman Katrubis, that
a
my fellow councilmen, have anybody else had this resolution before an hour before the meeting?
No, you had it for about 6 hours.
Okay, 6 hours. Excuse me, since the mayor so eloquently is identifying it, has anybody had it before 6 hours from this meeting today? Just Tim. And count all of my council members. I thought that the mayor has always
corrected. It was sent to you about 12 hours ago.
We were going to have this agenda the Friday before our meetings. Now, this is the day of the meeting. I don't have any idea what this is about. We haven't discussed it at all. Kranjak is trying to ram it through without a discussion, going
you know,
right to
if
right
it passes,
to a meeting.
If it, I don't care
right
if it passes.
A motion, then why do you let me talk if you don't care?
Because we have a motion
if you don't
to
care,
table.
Let me talk.
We have a motion
if
to
you
table.
Don't, then discussion.
Right.
It's discussion.
No, we have a motion to table.
Discussion.
And now it's discussion
so now,
again.
No,
that's
that
how it works.
Vote
Robert's Rules of Order. That's how it works.
I have a feeling.
I know you don't understand,
we were doing
Robert.
So
you're
well.
A terrible attorney.
We were doing so well.
And you don't know.
Wherever you are, whatever.
Gentlemen, can we please just continue with the order of business? All of this is unnecessary.
Okay. I vote no on everything. I'll make it simple.
We have a motion to table.
Yes, I'll vote yes for motion.
Second,
to table.
Second to table, please.
We have a motion to table in a second. Yes.
There you
keep
go.
Saying that. Thank you, David.
Are we going to have discussion or no? Are we going to have discussion or
discussion
no?
Discussion prior.
Robert's Rules of Order.
Discussion
I know
prior.
The mayor doesn't care about Robert's Rules
okay.
of Order.
Let's have a little discussion.
We just had a discussion.
And now it's another
but,
motion.
But it's not
motion,
teaching Sean Conn, guys.
Second discussion.
We had a discussion.
It's Robert's Rules of Order.
Okay, what else
it's
would
Robert's
you like
Rules
to add? What else would you like to add?
Once again, council members, has anybody had this? The mayor could pick a number out of his nose. I don't care. Did you get it 6 hours ago? Did you get it 12 hours ago? What happened to Kranjak's rule of the Friday before? Are any of you aware of what this is entailing?
I
That's
think,
what I thought. So you guys vote yes, just like everything else. You don't have to comment. Kranjak will just tell you what to do. So, you know, Mario,
but,
right? Mario, you tell him.
Council, am I telling you what to do? This is not my resolution.
I know.
This is an emergency sewer repair.
And where is it taking place? Where does it take place? Since you're pushing it, where is the
no,
emergency?
No,
where, you're the
can
mayor.
I just
you,
say, I believe that this thing.
You are the mayor
may
of
I,
the world.
May I interject
where
here, please?
Is, where does this take place?
Maybe you missed the
where
part
where it's
not my resolution.
Where does this take
okay,
place?
So I get it.
You're the mayor. You run the borough. Where is this take place?
7:45. You show
where
up.
Does this
take place?
Obviously, Mayor Kranjak does not
you
know.
So I guess you don't know.
Obviously, the mayor does not know. He's looking it up right now.
Laura, can you please take the roll call? Just take the roll call to table.
He's looking it up right now.
No, he doesn't know. Just so the public's aware, he has no idea. It's not his resolution. But we're going to vote on something for an emergency appropriation that none of the council even knows where it is, what happened, why it's an emergency. But
Glenn,
we should vote on.
Glenn,
and Mario's going to stand there and say, I don't know. It's not my motion.
Glenn,
it's not
I
my motion. It's not my resolution.
You decided for 8 hours.
I know, 8 hours. Who cares? What happened to
did,
Friday?
Did you,
I know.
Did you enjoy
Chuckles?
Hour? You
chuckles.
Sure look like you did.
How about Chuckles?
Yes, you do.
How about Chuckles?
With your little smirk.
In all fairness.
Petulant little face.
In all fairness.
Can you please take a roll call and just let's.
Excuse me.
What's wrong with us?
Do you know where this emergency is? Do you want a table? Motion to table.
Do you know where this emergency is? Do you know where this emergency is? I've asked. Do you know? No one can tell me. I've asked.
First of all.
So you think we should vote for it?
Let's back up here.
So you think we should vote for it? You think we should work for it? How about telling her what's language? That's okay, right?
I think it's fine.
I think you're fine.
I think it's fine.
I think you're fine.
May I interject, please, for a second?
Let's have a discussion on your discussion.
I'd like to know where this is. Can the mayor please tell us where this emergency is? Can you please tell me where this emergency is?
I have no idea.
Okay, that's good. The mayor has no idea, gentlemen, so you go ahead and vote out your consciences.
Gentlemen, I believe that this was placed before the council by the administrative branch of the government. So if it's something that they need and it's something that they want us to vote for, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Where is it, Tim? Where's the emergency and what's the emergency?
Okay, here, let me read it to the record because the public needs to know.
Oh, there you go.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
So whereas contract was approved on November 13, 2019, with J. Patrick Kramer, 101 East Broadway, Aquasec, where the term of the contract was December 1, 2019 to November 30, 2021. Whereas at the September 15, 2021, Riverside Colony, the members voted to have the contract extended.
Were you there?
November 30, 2022.
Riverside
Colony. Whereas the borough of Northfield, acting as lead, Riverside Colony. Would like to extend the contract to November 30th, 2022. Whereas the borough of Englewood is a participant of the Riverside Co-op. Now, therefore, be resolved that the master contract for emergency water, rain, and warm sanitary sewer be extended. That seems very uncontroversial. But here, I'll keep reading it for you.
Please do. Read the whole thing. So then maybe read it again so I can really. I need two times.
The Acton Borough Clerk can be reported. Shall forward a copy of the resolution to J. Patrick Kramer. Report the result of the Acton Borough Clerk is hereby instructed to forward a copy. So that's all it is. It's extending a contract that we are already part of for emergency sewer services should we ever need it. So there is no
definitive
location right now because there is no emergency.
Now,
Why didn't you know that?
Exactly. Why did you know that? Because it's not your resolution, right? I think that's funny too.
So, folks,
Chumley.
One thing you should learn as an adult is Chumley. Never come to a public meeting intoxicated. Because I really consider that this is the
same. I'll take a drug and alcohol test, you freak. I don't even drink or do drugs.
Mr. Farrell voted. Right. And then you continue with the roll call. So the next roll call.
Yes.
Is this the table?
No, no, wait a minute.
Time out. Is this the table or
no, what? He already voted.
No, come on.
No, hold on.
No, it's a confusion over here. All right.
What is this one?
Can we clarify what we're voting on? Please.
Laura,
this one is regarding about Resolution 249.
The council to vote.
I cannot hear you, but
we can't hear you, Laura.
All right, this is very confusing. Please, one person at a time, let's follow our rules. Can you follow our rules?
What are you calling?
All right, this is the table. Mr. Farrell, you voted no to tabling.
Is this the table?
This is the table.
You already voted.
This is a table or what?
Yeah, this is the table, Marcus.
No, then no.
Hey, right. Councilman Park.
No.
Councilman DiGregorio.
Now that we're clear on the resolution, it was printed late. And yes, what Mr. Luciano did say about having the resolutions ready on a Friday before is valid. It gives people time to read it. And the mayor read it. He educated himself and the public and all of us. I believe that we should vote no to table and we should let the resolution go through.
Councilman Luciano. Like that one? Council President Contreras.
No.
Can we have the actual motion?
Yes.
We had Tim.
Okay. Councilman Farrell, this is yes to pass the resolution.
Oh, now it's to pass the resolution.
Yes. Councilman Farrell?
Yes, to pass the resolution.
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Councilman Di Gregorio?
Pass, yes.
Councilman Luciano? Council President Kutrubis?
Yes.
Authorized scope of work for stone agony.
Can I ask a question? Or are we not allowed to talk?
We have to have.
Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, can I please be recognized?
Hold on, we'll have a special one. Was there a motion?
So move. I make the motion.
Is this a special meeting?
It's a special meeting. This wasn't on the agenda.
Where's our attorney?
Is there a second?
Where's our attorney? There's no second. Hearing no second. Let's move on. I know the mayor's trying to get one of you to jump in and second this. I don't know. If, Ramon, the mayor is saying, is there a second? I think that's a one of you to jump in for a second. This is not on the agenda. This is a special meeting.
There are seconds.
And it's not alone. How many times are you going to say that? How many times?
Where is no second. Excuse me. Where is is Mr. Is our borough attorney on? Is our borough attorney on?
And no second.
Mr. Park second.
Where is Mr. Where is Mr. Mr. Mensch, are you on? Is Mr. Mensch?
I am. Can you hear me, guys?
I'm going to mute mine, okay?
Can I please be recognized?
Hold on, Mr.
Mensch. No, hold on. Hold on until after the vote.
Whether or not it's appropriate.
Special meeting.
I know.
And it wasn't on the agenda. It was on the...
From the public. Yeah. We now have three members of the public.
Councilor Di Gregorio, can you hear me?
Mensch won't stop.
Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah. So when it comes to special meetings, the requirement is that you post the agenda to the extent that it's known at the time that the special meeting is called. It's not an emergency meeting. It's a special meeting. We've had this happen a few times this year. So if there's a motion to introduce an item on the agenda in a second, then I don't know of any reason why it cannot be moved forward. Special agendas require you to post the agenda to the extent. Special meetings require you to post the agenda to the extent that you know it at the time that the agenda is published.
In a public comment.
Can I please be recognized?
Public comment.
Can I please be recognized? No, wait. This is what you do, Mario Grandjack.
We need to have public comment. Motion for public comment. Motion for a public comment. Motion for public comment.
Hold on, Mr. Mensch, they want to open to the public.
No, I would like to speak before we open to the public.
Let me finish.
I would like to speak. But no, I'm not going to. I would like to speak. I would like to speak.
Yes, let me finish.
You told me to wait. Now I'm waiting. No, I don't care. No, I'm asking to be recognized. I'd like to be recognized. I'd like to be recognized. I'd like to be recognized. I'm going to sit here all night, and that's all I'm going to say. I'd like to be recognized. I'd like to be recognized. I'd like to please be recognized. I'd like to please be recognized.
Why don't you recognize him? Let him talk.
I would like to please be recognized. No, you tried to go right to a vote. So don't play your games. Now you want to hear from Mr. Mudge. Can I please be recognized? Can I be recognized?
Let him talk.
Can I please be recognized?
There's somebody who's behaving.
Can I please be recognized?
You can be recognized.
Thank you. Mr. Mudge and my fellow council members, it was my understanding that this whole special meeting from last time we met was supposed to be about the discussion of the committee that Councilman Kutrubis had to give us an update on what he was discussing and negotiations with Stone and Manganini. They filed other, as a matter of fact, Mr. Mensch, I sent you an email on December 22nd, and I have yet to hear back from you, which I'm a little disappointed. But how do we have, I'd like to ask Councilman Kutrubis, What is the rate that you've that that's what this whole meeting was supposed to be about. And here all of a sudden we're adding all this other stuff to the agenda. What has happened with the negotiations with your committee and Stone and Manganini that up until today, this was never even on the agenda?
That's all.
I'm not talking to you. I'm not asking you for a response.
I get to speak too.
No, and you do it.
The question was directed to Mr. Kudrubis.
You do it very poorly. You do it very poorly. You do it very poorly.
Information. You have actually a defendant in the room. Mr. Lunch is here. He's a defendant in that case.
That's that. Well, he's a member. He's also a tax-paying resident and a voting resident. I know you don't care about that. I know you don't care about that because you are Mario Kranjak. So, Tim Kudrubis, what happened with the negotiations that in our directive that Mr. Munch sent to the to not only Stone and Manganini, which was supposed to go through Cadwalader, what was your negotiating rate? What rate are we paying? What rate are we paying to Stone and Manganini? Because I don't see this. So they're getting a flat fee. Only in one case, $12,000. Is that the only thing that they're working on?
Yeah, I mean, the resolution is pretty self-explanatory.
Then you should have went to closed session. You should have had a closed session. You should have had a closed session.
It's not me. Have,
I know, you only run me. I know, you only run me. I'm a petulant little chipmunk, but I only run the meeting.
You can keep calling yourself names, but
I know, and I'm drunk. I know, right? I only came right to work, but I'm drunk. But that's your accusation, right?
You appear to be.
That's your, I know, I appear to be. And you appear to be an idiot.
Well,
okay, could we, could Mr. Kudrubis answer Mr. Luciano's question, please?
I believe I answered it, David.
Councilman Kudrubis,
please answer the question.
It's pretty. So what's the rate that we're paying Stone and Manganini?
What are we running?
And what are we running?
It's on the resolution, Glenn.
Yeah, well, can you tell me what it is?
That's,
is it your resolution?
That's a nice way of telling you to read it.
But I like you said, you can't make me read it, and you can't make me understand it. So I'm trying to make sure that all of my council members understand it. Why don't you tell us, since you are the borough, and you're the mayor, and you're the king of the world, so why don't you tell us what it's about? Because this is what you want. Right? It's not what the taxpayers want, as evident by the last election, right? By the evidence of the last election. So, Tim, why don't you tell us what you know about
actually,
this resolution?
The last election, you said you were against the 100 silver, and now you're for them. That's what this is.
Is that what I said? Is that what I said? Where did I say that?
So,
where did I say that?
Do you want to answer him, or do you want to go to the vote?
Well, he doesn't get to pick the vote. It's still discussion.
But is there anything else that you want to say?
It's still discussion.
Or have you said it all? Because then if you get redundant, then I get that.
Oh, and no, you don't. Because I can be redundant over and over and over. I can't. There's no filibuster. It's a question to my fellow council member, who's the negotiating committee for this, for all things to do with affordable housing. And we haven't gotten a report, Mr. Munch. Mr. Munch, have you gotten a report from Cadwalader or Stone and Manganini?
No, sir.
No, sir. So the resolution that we sent to them that we cannot do it. They filed an appeal, right? They filed an appeal without authorization.
They were
right.
Authorized.
They were authorized by who?
By this council.
By what? When was that?
When was that?
When was that, Mayor?
They were authorized.
When was that?
When was that?
Try to answer it directly.
Let me answer.
Straw poll in private session.
Anything that was necessary or appropriate?
No, to continue, that's not true. That's a lie.
Let me finish.
Wait, your lips are moving, you're lying.
The interest of the borough.
No.
They were authorized.
The resolution was if they had a case that needed to be, that they needed to have filing done with the court to answer it, to meet a deadline, not to file something new. An appeal is something that should have come back to the council because you know what? Not all things we may want to appeal. I mean, you may want to appeal it, but that's not the mayor and council. That's just the mayor.
It was approved.
When was that approved?
It was approved.
When was that approved?
He doesn't know.
When was that approved?
It was approved.
When?
Last meeting.
But that's a lie.
It's not a lie.
Really?
Yeah.
But first,
there's
of all,
a committee that has jurisdiction over this. Not really.
That's 100% false. Hey, Matt, doesn't the committee have to come back? Doesn't the committee have to come back to the council to get approval
It's not the committee solely to make decisions on what to move forward on. Is that correct? Is that your understanding?
Correct. The Affordable Housing Committee does not have independent authority to direct litigation on behalf of the borough. Only the borough council can do that.
Bingo! Bingo! That's from our council! Bingo!
Stop spitting on me.
You only wish I spit on you.
Get 6 feet away from me.
Good. I hope I have COVID. Thank you, Mr. Munch. Now, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Munch.
Mr. Munch, that comes from our council. I know you guys are going to ignore it because Cranjack wants this to proceed, but that's not proper procedure. And you're going to find out shortly.
Can I have a motion from council?
You're going to find out shortly how it isn't. And this was never authorized. And I hope that all of you are personally held liable for what's going to come down.
Always with the threats. Always with the threats.
I know I threat so much. I always threat.
Okay.
Chipmunk.
I would like to be recognized.
You're the biggest stakeholder of all.
You can be recognized as soon as your colleague there stops.
Oh, really? Okay, go ahead. I got chummy.
Mayor Kranjak is now trying to mute us on the microphones and turning the microphones down, which is not fair.
That's not fair. Mr. DeGregorio, you have the floor. If you want to cry into your pillow, go ahead. If you want to say something lucid, intelligent, and rational,
name call.
You can go ahead also. We're all yours.
Name call. What?
December what?
13th?
12th or 13th, something like that.
The order that... Wait, signed on the 17th.
I know, after.
Mr. Weiss, you don't have standing. You're in basically a fraud case. You should not be here discussing your case.
You're a liar.
Mr. DeGregorio, do you have anything to add?
Well, thank you, Mr.
Mr.
Why do you have to interrupt when people talk? Because that's you? Because that's what you do?
Thank you, Mr. Lynch, for pointing that out. More evidence. It's a shame that the council majority is following Mayor Kranjak down a rat hole. And I say that because what's going to happen is 10, 15% of our budget, your tax money, is going to be spent on fruitless litigation that very well might get us an even deeper, worse situation than we are. Don't forget, we went from 625 plus. We were down to 400 until Mayor Kranjak brought out all of his people that are starting to dwindle down to almost nothing. And that MOU agreement was 400. It was a very good agreement. And at that point, we would have had a buffer on Floyd. And we also would have had no exit on Floyd. The minute Mayor Kranjak pokes the bear, and he's poked the bear many times, and it's gotten worse and worse every single time. If he pokes the bear again, listen, nobody likes this 800 Sylvan plan at 425 units, but it is the best at this point. It's not going to devastate the community. It is not going to ruin the quality of life within the residential area. If he pokes the bear again, you're going to risk, first of all, you're going to lose a huge amount of money to a New York City law firm that is not even authorized to practice in the state of New Jersey. Millions of dollars is going to go to them. And Mayor Kranjak did say that this Karen Dyer, Geyer, whatever her name is a friend of hers, a friend of his. I don't like that. It smells badly to me. I'm looking out. The only reason I'm up here is for one reason only, to protect the taxpayers, to protect the house values. House values will go down if you have 60 units go up on a vacant lot in the residential community. And yes, we could lose our immunity again. That's a very strong possibility. Risk is huge in what the mayor and his people that are following him on the council, which I'm really disappointed, to have a legacy, as some people say, sometimes a new truth has to change your old set in stone opinions. I wouldn't agree for one second to not litigate. If there was a chance that the litigation, a good chance that the litigation was going to prevail and that we would go back down to 400 or 300, I would be all for it. And I don't want to talk for my colleague. I think he would be also, but it is absolutely impossible. The people that have made the decisions will not come back to the table again. So I just warn the residents that your taxes very well may go up, and all fingers will point to Mario Kranjak. Thank you.
Mr. Mark, can you please tell us if you agree with what the mayor had to say about that the appeal and the stay were authorized at the last meeting?
Let me respond to that. So, Mr. DiGregorio, the only person you're here to protect. The only person you're here to protect are Aversa O, Alan Park, Debbie Sabari, Jimmy Song, Mr. Lunch. That's all you're here for. That's all you're protecting. We're actually here to protect the residents. So you could try to gaslight everybody and make them think you're actually trying to protect them, but you're not. You're not. And you know you're not, because you're the only person out of 300 people who raised their hand to support that project.
And I'm proud I did.
And you're proud of it. Yes. So why are you speaking out of both sides of your mouth?
At that point, it was 400 units, Mario Kranjak.
Let's have a vote.
Poke the bear again.
Let's have a vote.
Poke the bear again and 600 units, 800 units. No height restriction. Fort Lee North in Englewood Cliffs. Not good.
You have a council.
Not good.
Speak to the council.
Not good.
They support
the council.
They support
you. You don't bring anything to the council. They say, and the appeal was not brought to us. And I'm sure Mr. Munch will say it wasn't brought to us.
Right.
The only one who authorized it was you.
Are you leaving?
Am I leaving? No, I'm going to get a cup of water and throw it in your face. How's that?
Right. Ms. Borchers, can you please take the roll call?
Oh, Mr. Contreras, nice to hear you.
Nice to hear you, Mr. Contreras.
I like the truth that you've come up with. I wonder what was in it for who.
Which one is the one that we're voting for?
The
now?
One on Stone and Manganini.
Okay, what? Tell me the number.
The number, please, Laura.
This is just, I just need a yes or a no.
No, no, he wants to know the number of the resolution.
I'm sorry, the number is 250.
250. Yes.
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Councilman DiGregorio?
No.
You need to file
Councilman Luciano.
We got to go to the appellate division and say Mario's stipulation to the court is a false, total false.
Can I get a vote?
You're a crooked liar. You filed it.
I just need a vote. Continue with the vote and then come back. Council President Contreras.
Yes.
Way to go, Tim.
There's a legacy. All right, that passed. Number 251, contract to increase for Wiener Law Group. Can I have a motion, please?
Second.
Second discussion. Anybody want to talk about this?
Yeah, they can't even get an Oprah right.
Yeah, why are we extending this? Mayor, since you run everything, why are we extending this?
You can't be hurt right now.
Why are we extending this? What's the reason for the extension? Or is it not your resolution either?
Because they're not doing it.
Why do you feel like you can just speak here?
Is this not your resolution?
This is not a public.
Can we please take the roll call?
It's not for the public, okay?
Wait, Laura, we're in discussion.
We're in discussion. 251?
Yes, sir.
We're in discussion. And I'd like to know from anybody, especially the mayor, since he runs everything, what is the reason for the additional funds for this group?
Actually, I vote against it. I want to
you would? Oh, you got that, Ramon? Mario said vote against it. Well, maybe you guys could take that cue. That's all I needed to hear. We'll see if you go against your boss. But no one can tell me. No one can tell me.
Let me finish.
No one can tell me.
Can you just finish?
I'm asking you a question. What is the addition?
All right, everybody in the public, we're going to let Mr. Luciano let it out.
Okay.
Let it out, Mr. Luciano.
Well, I'm gonna.
And then let everybody else speak. Okay,
are you ready?
Let it out, Mr. Luciano.
Are you ready?
Let it out.
Are you ready?
Keep interrupting.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let it out, Mr. Luciano.
Okay. Can you please tell me what the additional funding this group is for?
I answered that.
No, no, you didn't.
I would not support it.
But I know, I know you said
it's for the Oprah review.
But my question is for Oprah review. See, that's the simple answer.
But you've read it. You've read it. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You haven't read it. Because you're incapable of reading it.
Exactly. I'm incapable. And I'm wrong. And I'm high.
I can't read everything.
And I'm incapable.
But if you'd like,
I have
you can schedule
it, right?
A time.
What was the,
every meeting,
what was the
2 hours before project? The meeting, I will read to you. Okay. I will read you the resolution.
Where can we meet?
No, we won't
want
meet.
Me to come to your house?
No, no, we won't
want me
meet.
To come to your
we'll
house 2 hours before?
We'll do it over the phone. Because apparently, you're not equipped to
of
function
course.
In a society.
I'm
that
equipped
we
to win the election,
or
though.
To read things.
I'm equipped
yeah,
to win
the
election.
Because you lied to the public. And the
I lied.
Always
no, because the
left,
public
so.
Felt like this to you. That's why.
All right. So here it is. Mr. Farrow, it's up to you. You want to vote yes or no? It's up to you. I really don't care.
That's 251. Yes.
Good job. Good job, Ramon.
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Yes. Councilman Diego Borrego?
No.
Councilman Luciano?
No. Oh, Tim.
Council President.
Oh, wait, the loyalty lies. The taxpayers are to the mayor.
You have to stop it.
Yes. I don't have to stop doing anything.
Stop.
Yes.
No.
Let people
yes.
No.
May it pass this.
It's unbelievable that somebody like you could actually get themselves elected, be disruptive,
we pass.
15 minutes late,
yes.
And be incoherent for the next hour.
I know.
Okay? I love it.
I love amazing. It too. America I know you've never been late, but you ran a meeting from Europe.
Absolutely. All right.
Yeah, I know.
So
he's never been late.
We're at the end. I wish everybody.
Wait, I'd like to make a motion.
Motion to open to the public and make a motion to open to the public. Make a motion to open to the public, please. Motion to open to the public.
They're not gonna. Don't worry, just like the last two meetings.
Motion to open. Motion to open to the public. Motion to open to the public. Motion to open to the public.
Go ahead. Show it.
Motion to open to the public.
I would say to the majority, show the public.
It's crazy.
For the third meeting in a row, how you don't want to hear from the public.
You, the public,
okay?
The public
was,
spoke.
And there was resolutions
late,
added.
Because whatever bar you were at,
you didn't
have last call by the time
you
were
really
there.
Are a jerk.
Okay.
I'll tell you, really are. I don't drink.
Gentlemen,
and I came from work. So you can blow it right out of your rear end, okay?
Okay, so look,
so you can make accusations.
You missed
I want to open it
you
again because you had additional resolutions.
No, it's done.
So majority,
have a motion
to adjourn, show the public you don't want
make
to hear
a motion.
Motion to open to the public. Motion to
adjourn.
Open to the public.
There you go.
Motion
there you go,
to
public.
Open to the public.
Motion
to open to the public.
Good job, Tim.
Come on up. Come on up.
Good job, Tim.
Unbelievable.
Third meeting in a row
what
that the
see?
Majority doesn't want to hear from the public.
I
you guys should be ashamed of yourselves.
Who would like to speak? Please come up.
Oh, I'd like to.
Come on up. Come on up.
Let Mario leave because he's working.
Come on. Come up. Come up and speak.
We'll
you're
we'll
still
have
on
a town
stage.
Meeting.
You're
a
still
town
on
meeting.
Okay.
He's not going to turn it off. How do you like
hold
that?
On.
Go ahead.
Let
see
me
you
hook you up. Hold on.
See you later, Chumley.
Town hall meeting. We're dirt.
No, we're
yeah,
not.
Motion to close.
Yeah, I think we're closed.
We're not.
We don't even know what's happening.
I want to hear from the public. Maybe you don't want to, but I want to hear from the public. Maybe the majority and Kranjak don't want to hear from the public, but I'd like to hear what they have to say after you added resolutions to the meeting.
We're adjourned.
Fine, Mayor.
We're adjourned.
Fine, Mayor.
Okay, go ahead, Doctor.
We're adjourned.
Go ahead,
Doctor. Go ahead.
I'm David Sadler from 12 Eagan Place. I would like to propose that the council make a rule that any and all resolutions remain open for public comments, questions, and discussion until they are voted upon. No resolution should come to action by the council without an opportunity for the public to be heard.
Thank you.
No, shut it down.
Pam, hey, my boy, you're? It's a lot.
Mr. Wilson, would you like to see?